This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, as well as on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Let's not forget about the roughnecks working on the oil rigs also across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and up there in the northern tundra of the U.S. of A., plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and a special shout-out to our merchant marine ships and the crews there, too. As well as, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and the Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the White House yesterday, in this fight against the coronavirus, requested an emergency $2.5 billion from Congress. What's this all about?
I think that number is probably a little on the excessive side. But anyway, that's not all new spending. Some large portion of that, I think it's about $1.5 billion, is the leftover funds that Obama had requested and got for Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to part of the request of $2.5 billion is that money to come from out of Ebola and be repurposed to the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece is new monies. Now, what's at issue here is to increase the number of chemists / scientists / virus experts from where we are today to up that number, laboratory testing, not only for just vaccines, but also for other cures other than, you know, the normal processes of, you know, antibiotics. The other piece is the technical equipment that has to be used, including the virus masks, which are very different from the normal masks that you see everybody out there wearing. I have a sense, too, that it could also be somewhat revenue-generating, and if we know anything about Trump, he wants to generate revenue such that we could get these things to the marketplace faster if we have to sell them to countries that don't have these kinds of people or facilities such that they have a success rate. Now, understand that the death rates are really quite low compared to those that are sick. It's not a deadly virus unless people don't have an immune system. You could be on something like prednisone, which takes away a good bit of your immune defenses, and that could necessarily hurt. Same thing with other pharmaceuticals or drugs that people take for various other ailments. Senior citizens, and then of course infants, mm-hmm. are very susceptible.
So, now I got a question for you. We heard yesterday from one of the researchers that they were working on a vaccine and they may have come up with one. Did you hear that?
I've heard that a couple of times, and this is what happens in the medical field. They actually had even looked at one that was an HIV drug that I think that they're going to change up somewhat because it showed some dramatic promises in curing this virus. So, yes, but they normally say it takes about 18 months because, first of all, they have to do so much of the testing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, when you get a prescription drug, you get that little piece of paper that goes with it, and it's got, you know, 17 pages worth of technical stuff. If you're allergic to this or this,
right.
It needs the side effect. Well, they have to test all those things. So I think there are some things already in the pipeline, but, you know, they want to come out with something that has, I guess, a larger sense of success rate or a faster.
Now, the other thing is that the Dow plunged 1,000 points yesterday, and today it seems to be on a rebound.
The futures side is, which really goes to more of the food chain,
right.
than anything else. And that's significant because when you look at some of the stores, like Italy, for instance, there's nothing left on the shelves. There was a complete run in a lot of markets in northern Italy, where people know that they're not only are they being quarantined, but as long as they don't know how long they're going to be quarantined, they're really just stockpiling.
Okay, now we're coming up on our break, but when we come back from our break, folks, we're going to talk about Ambassador Richard Grenell, because that's interesting. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch here as we stroll along the overnight radio hours live in the living color from Tampa, Florida. And remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. And don't forget, we're the ones that make it go. And they got to understand it in Washington, D.C., that we're coming to the polls come November time, November the 3rd, I think it is, the first Tuesday, when we get a chance to vote. So,
hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Had a nice conversation with them yesterday afternoon. By the way, if you want the chance to win $25,000 cash, go over to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's on the right side, and you will have the opportunity to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and then there'll also be an opportunity to sign up for the cash drawing for $25,000. Now, here's the deal. Okay? They're going to draw the cash after Labor Day. So good luck to you on that one. But in the meantime, while you're there, consider becoming a member, because membership has its advantages. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link, and good luck to you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've got Badgammon Bob on the line. Let's find out what he's got on his mind. All right, Mr. Badgammon Bob, sir, what's up?
Okay, Captain Denise, how you doing, girl?
Good morning.
Good morning. First question. Is it true that the regular masks that people wear have virtually no effect on this virus, that you need what's called an N95 mask to do any good? And the second question is, shouldn't we start building factories in the United States for a lot of different things? Just in general, factors in the United States, so that we don't have to rely on foreign sources for stuff, as this supply chain is really going to hurt us. All right, that's it.
All right. Well, first of all, he's right about the mask. The better the mask, the better the coverage. Those little paper things that they put on that they sell in the grocery stores, forget that idea. I would not wear one of those unless that's all I could find. And it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, the best one certainly is the N95. That's absolutely right. the regular, what is known as the dust or pollen mask, shouldn't really be used for that kind of protection, although it wouldn't necessarily hurt. So you have to look pretty hard. I don't think you can just go out in retail and buy the N95 or the N100 mask. As far as manufacturing, I think that is certainly part of the plan, for sure. But we're also looking at other countries outside of China that would include Cambodia, Vietnam, even Philippines and whatnot, in order to mass produce. The sad part of the scary, not the sad, well, could be sad too, but about 95% of the chemicals that we use in manufacturing our own pharmaceuticals, our own basic drugs, either on over-the-counter or prescription, come from China. And that never should have happened to start with. I think we're going to have to rethink that one and real fast, if for nothing else, to have them manufactured here. But that would drive up the cost dramatically, because remember, we're competing with this cockamamie $15 or $22 an hour thing as opposed to $22 a week over there in China.
Yeah, well, Steyer wants $22 an hour. Bernie wants $15. So, you know, if one of those guys gets elected, there goes our manufacturing. Might as well hand them the key. All right, now let's talk about Ambassador Richard Grenell, who is still the ambassador to Germany, but he was brought back to take over the as Director of National Intelligence. And actually, he was brought in to purge and clean house, which is all part of what Axios talked about yesterday, with the Trump allies having drawn up lists of those that they believe are disloyal to them, especially in the national security area.
Well, it wasn't necessarily just in the national security area, but there's a big brouhaha now in Washington that there is a purge going on of people in government, regardless of where they necessarily may be, but in somewhat powerful positions, not necessarily at the cabinet level, but below that. The brouhaha is these are loyalty tests, and if these people aren't loyal, then they're going to be done away with, terminated, yep, or transferred out or whatever. And it certainly does include the intelligence side. Now, where this is necessary, some of this is coming from Ginny Thomas, which is Supreme Court Justice Thomas's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She has a little kind of mobilized team that she's called Groundswell.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet every Wednesday over at Judicial Watch.
Okay.
And they review people that are causing problems. And then they review people that could possibly replace them. I have looked at some of the names that have been suggested by she and her team. I think she needs to think a little bit bigger. Some of them are okay, but some of them I think that she needs some more bona fides and more robust resumes on some people's suggestions. Now, again, this, what they're calling this is an enemies list. Media is calling this an enemies list. And, oh, that's terrible that Trump's got an enemies list. Well, they tend to tell, well, they absolutely tell you that this is like the first and this is a vendetta kind of presidency and so forth. But Obama had his own enemies list. And
sure,
I will begin by... And I'll begin by reminding people that the IRS targeting campaign was all about enemies.
The other people that were on
his enemies list were any of those people that donated, gave financial contributions, and or were part of Mitt Romney's presidential campaign team.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the first time that certainly presidents have had an enemies list. In Trump's case, it's not his list.
Okay.
It is a list that's provided by Ginny Thomas, and then that go through it for various reasons in various places
now,
and hand it off to the White House.
Now, we've got a question from one of our callers, and I think this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Is that you?
Yes, Captain, yes.
What's your question?
What's the Democrat or the liberal mindset in our educational system by removing shop classes from our high schools and junior highs?
Mm-hmm.
That has depleted our labor force, our skilled labor force.
Yes.
And this, I believe, has played into the problem that we have today. But I also understand that they're looking to bring this back into our educational system.
You bet.
I don't know what. Yes.
All right.
I'm not sure.
All right, let's address that. Thank you. And by the way, he is right. The vocational schools are coming back in. The Voltech schools, they call them, are coming back into play.
Well, what he's really referring to is in the public school systems, starting, I think, in maybe even late junior high or going on into high school. Interesting enough, I had a long conversation with General Anthony Tata about this for my own show last Friday. But yes, it really comes down to the president has made this a challenge to Betsy DeVos over at Education, but it really too comes down to the respective governors to do this. Governor DeSantis in Florida is absolutely working this into the syllabus. I mean, for instance, I think we've got a need for about 75,000 welders across the United States. So we do have a skill set deficiency that is colossal.
Yep. And, of course, we've got more schools that are, as I said, the Voltech schools, technical schools that are now being included in the mainstream when it comes to money. Some of them are private, but the ones that are public in the school systems are now back to getting public money again because that was taken away under the previous administration.
Well, they're trying to put in a syllabus like home economics with sewing and cooking and then personal finance and then mechanics, woodworking, which is otherwise known as shop, welding, electrical, mechanical, all those kinds of things. There, and remember, it was our Fed chair last year that said we have a boy problem.
Yeah.
Because, and he's right. Which is a two part of the large conversation that I have with General Tata because of where we are with the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
So something has to we'll have to replace that.
Alrighty, well, here comes the music, so that will take care of our discussion for today. But to be continued, and you have yourself a great day up there and enjoy the weather.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Alrighty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back with our second military report. Start out with some Army news. Don't go anywhere. I am coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in India for a two-day visit reassuring the American public about the spread of the coronavirus.
and the impact it's having on the U.S. stock market. On Twitter, the president saying, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart." And the president tweeting, "Stock market starting to look very good to me!" Explanation point. As for stocks, the market taking a major hit. The Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest point drop in its history. The NASDAQ down 355, the S&P 500 down almost 112 points. And the Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the next debate this week in South Carolina, the primary there this Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By NAB and this station.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about that, but check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They've in fact come out of a vocational or a technical school where they've learned a trade that in most cases will not pay them as much as they think, because it's probably going to be a job that may involve getting joining the union. If you do that, you're going to wind up being an apprentice. You're also going to be at the bottom end of the level. You're going to be an 80%er, not 100%er, and you're not going to make the kind of money you think you're going to make. Well, how would you like the opportunity to take those skills and use them to make a starting salary of around $60,000 a year. Now, you can do that as an aviation maintenance tech. That's a job that is in demand all around the world. Now, while an airline may go belly up, your profession doesn't. And people get jobs around the world, places like the United Kingdom, places like Africa, places like the Middle East, places like Southeast Asia, places like Japan, the Philippines, and whatnot, because the people that are trained at the National Aviation Academy are always in demand. And you want to talk about a great career path? This is it right here. So check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then after you do that, give them a call to schedule to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, they have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, on the west side of Tampa Bay, Pinellas County, directly across the bay from Tampa. Now, you can do that by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. The National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, the website. Now, the Army's $7 billion wish list would boost multi-domain units in wartime funding. Now, the U.S. Army's fiscal 2021 wish list, also known as unfunded requirements list, was sent to the Congress. It amounts to nearly $5 billion more than the service placed on its list last fiscal year, and it would give it multi-domain units in Europe, the Indo-Pacific region, a boost while providing more padding for its wartime funding account. Also, Army leaders are confident they'll hit a recruiting goal that doesn't even exist yet, though the Army has yet to actually set an official recruiting goal this year. Leaders are confident they're going to bring in more soldiers than last year. And the Army has asked the German government to help it find hundreds of homes near Hoffenfels to house the growing number of troops coming to the training area. Remember, this summer there's going to be 17,000 troops from the U.S. training with NATO troops for most of the summer over there, a big military exercise in Europe. By the way, the Navy says you can't always get what you want. Well, $5.4 billion worth of stuff the New York Navy says it wants, but can't fit it into the fiscal year 2021 budget request. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And the Pentagon intends to create a program of record for a new nuclear-armed submarine-launched cruise missile in its next budget request, with the goal of deploying the weapon in 7 to 10 years. Okay, we'll see how that works out. Now, beginning today, foreign nationals who rely on a common access card to enter naval installations must get permission to keep using it as a pass. Now, this is in response to what happened in Pensacola back in January. This is a change. They will not be able to just gain access and come sailing onto the base because they happen to have a card that says they can do so. Not anymore. By the way, the Gearing-class destroyer Orlick has now made its home, which has made its home in Lake Charles for the past decade, will soon make a 16-hour trip to Port Arthur, Texas, then trek for a week to Jacksonville, Florida, to join and become part of the Jacksonville Naval Museum. How about that? Not too bad. By the way, the Navy's effort to squeeze $40 billion in savings from its budget is linked to the size and shape of the future force, according to the Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Mudley. And the Air Force says the first batch of evacuees, the 14-day coronavirus quarantine is over. for some 90 evacuees at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, and they've now been released to go back home again. Also, the commander and superintendent of the 647th Security Forces Squadron at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam was removed. They were removed from their positions after an investigation. That's all we know so far. Now, the Air Force also has confirmed the effectiveness of a pilot selection tool, even though it seems to be hindering some diversity, because racking up flight hours before attending undergraduate pilot training is still an accurate predictor of whether or not students will excel, according to the study the University of Texas San Antonio conducted as part of a partnership with the Air Education and Training Command. However, it leaves some in the distance. By the way, graduates of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado are now expected to cross commission into the Space Force starting this spring. If they want to become part of the Space Force, they can. And Transcom General Stephen Lyons, the head of the Transportation Command, wants Congress to reverse the Air Force's decision to retire 10 of the KC-10 tanks and 13 of the KC-135s in 2021 and to scrap planned further reductions in 2022. They say they need to keep 23 tankers that the DOD cut. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You got about a minute, unfortunately, but go ahead.
Roger that. Real quick, national security issues regarding personal protective measures with this pandemic that's going on. Two things. One, if how is the CDC affirming that there's X amount of cases if the test kits that were sent out are ineffective, ineffective, unreliable? There's dozens of lots of these tests that they cannot guarantee the accuracy of these testings, particularly for those in CONUS in the United States. Number two, I am not a medical doctor, nor have I played one on television, nor five on the radio. And I got to make that disclaimer so I don't get hit with FTC arrests or whatever. Anyway, if someone's looking to purchase and procure personal protective face masks and shields, it is immensely important to read the fine print on what those masks are guaranteed up to a certain level of protection, whether it's simple particulate matter or antiviral masks down to certain levels of microns. And that's all feel comfortable saying on the radio. Do your research if you're doing this. But in North America, 99.9% of suppliers are out because 99% of those disposable masks are made in the Pacific Rim, more specifically in Hong Kong.
That's right.
Read between the lines there. That's all I got to say, sir.
That's why I'd buy a personal respirator with a filter in it and change
the
filter.
Roger that, sir. Spend the extra money to get one of those rubberized, I forget what they're made of, face masks.
All right.
Sir, absolutely.
Got to go.
Thanks for my call, sir.
Thank you. All right. That's Eric, and that's absolutely true. If I was concerned, I'd buy a respirator, just like what the air applicators do when they paint and they working on sprays. But anyway, be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And my conversation with Chris Markowski coming right up is brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Would you like some personal attention with all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, how about checking out my friends down there in Sarasota, in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call, set up an appointment for your eye exam. They have an optometrist there on the site. 941-444-7984 is the number. And Diana Reason, who is a licensed optician, will take care of all of your eyeglass needs, and she will meet or beat any advertised price you have from any of the big box stores. So if you got an ad with you, bring it with you. Give her a chance. See what she can do. By the way, Diana also cares about you and your eyes only, because Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders there, too. So stop by and say hello. Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-444-7984. And always make sure to tell her the captain sent you. Alrighty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And Mr. Watchdog, you know, there's a lot of money that's going down the toilet here lately because China is pretty much on lockdown and there's nothing going in and nothing going out.
Yeah, well, China, they reacted too late to the entire coronavirus, which, again, it's the communists, it's command and control government. People afraid they're going to lose their jobs, people afraid to speak up. It's the usual type of thing, inaction, and then it got a little too out of control for them. And now they're dealing with the situation now that has, without a doubt, gotten out of control for them, in the sense that we've got a lot of companies there that are funded by the government. A lot of companies have been shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns about whether or not they're going to be able to make it over the next couple of months. I mean, it's difficult to stay in business when you're shut down like that. So not only will the Chinese government have to say that to respond to the virus, they're going to have to respond to the aftermath of trying to get their economy up and running again, because more and more companies are just going to redefine their supply chains, and they're going to start looking elsewhere.
Well, the United States now, the White House is asking for $2.5 billion in emergency coronavirus money because they want it for vaccines, for treatment, and protective equipment. Now, there was an announcement yesterday by one of the researchers somewhere that they were working on a vaccine, and we're very close to getting it for the coronavirus, and I think it was something they'd used to treat AIDS with, was my understanding. Did you hear that?
Oh, late yesterday, there was an announcement that came out late yesterday afternoon. A company out of Massachusetts, it's called Moderna, it has sent to the government a vaccine for the virus. And they expect that they're going to be starting to conduct human trials within the next month and a half, which is pretty extraordinary, since the virus only been around for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
It took them over 20 months last time with the SARS virus to come up with something. So they have produced something that they're going to go use for start testing on humans within the next month and a half.
Are you going to volunteer?
I don't think they're going to probably do it around here. I mean, listen, I've never had a flu vaccine. I know they always push people to have vaccines for flu. I just never had one. I had a vaccine for everything else, but I never thought it was, you know, necessary. I mean, if, obviously, if the spread of this thing continues and it comes out, I'm sure people will be clamoring to get this vaccine. But I want to remind everybody as well, from what the information we still have right now, the mortality is still pretty little low at around 2%, somewhere near the 10% that existed for the SARS virus. So, you know, it's still pretty low, considering. Not as low as the normal flu virus, but still pretty low.
Well, if your immune system is shot, then obviously you need to go think about this real quick. But if it isn't, then you should be fine.
Oh, listen, and yeah, anytime you have a lower immune system, and obviously you're dealing with the elderly, that have oftentimes, and that's what we're seeing right now. We hear a lot of the people that are dying of this are into their 80s, and they obviously your immune system is more compromised at that age.
Now, Italy has got a real problem going on. They just canceled their, I believe it's the Venice Festival, they called it. Is that correct?
The carnival.
Carnival, okay.
It had been going on. They ended it early over there. It's kind of like a celebration that they have over there in Italy. It's famous for all the masks, and it kind of leads up to the beginning of Lent. And, yeah, they just, not only that, they shut down soccer matches, movie theaters. I spoke to some people over there, and, a lot of places almost looks like when we have hurricanes in certain parts of the country, all the store shelves are bare. People went out and got tons and tons of food and preparing for this to be a lockdown for a period of time. Many of the towns that are shut down are in the region of Lombardy, which is the Milan area. And there's also been a couple shut down towns that have been quarantined in the Veneto area as well. So they're being extra cautious when it comes to this.
Right, and I can totally understand why that's the case. By the way, one of the other things that we know that's going on right now is the 7th Fleet is monitoring people getting on and getting off ships wherever they happen to be at, testing them if the local governments that are there don't have the ability to. Our 7th Fleet is...
Yeah, listen, I wouldn't be allowing for much shore leave in that area of the world. I really wouldn't. Obviously, you're gonna have people get off. People have to supply the ship and do various different things when they dock there and there. But I think it's probably pretty wise.
Right. Right. Now, Warren Buffett, who, of course, is a billionaire chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, called the coronavirus outbreak scary stuff, but said stocks remain a good long-term investment and that he's not going to sell stocks despite the threat of a pandemic. A lot of people, I guess it was Monday, they kind of panicked and just unloaded a bunch of stuff. And now today we see that the futures, and again, I know you can't trust them, but the futures are bouncing back.
Yeah, Buffett sounds a lot like a guy that happens to appear on this Captain's America radio show every morning at around 4:45 a.m. Very similar philosophy. I don't look at things over the short term. I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month. Nobody in the history of the planet's been able to do that. What we do is we look at the quality of companies, whether or not they're able to withstand shocks like this, because that's important because they're going to happen. How are they going to come out on the other side situations where things don't go the right way. So that's how we go about handling things. And so oftentimes when you see these dips, they end up becoming, if you're dollar cost averaging and putting money away on a regular basis, they end up becoming buying opportunities.
By the way, there's a story that came out yesterday that said the 500 richest people lost $139 billion in a rout, led by Jeff Bezos' $4.8 billion loss.
This again is the problem with common knowledge, conventional wisdom. They didn't lose that money. They never had that money. They have stock that is worth a certain amount based upon where the market is saying it is. First and foremost, you have to sell that stock to get the cash. Where did the money go? Did it go to money heaven? Did it disappear? No. No, it's patently absurd to actually think, and this is part of the problem. People think of people's stock positions in those terms. If Jeff Bezos wanted to go out, and let's say his fortune is worth, I'll just say $1 billion. If Jeff Bezos wanted to sell $1 billion worth of Amazon stock, and if it was worth that much, he wouldn't get $1 billion, because when he started selling the stock, he would drop the price of the stock. It's what the value is overall at that point in time. It's just that simple. People don't understand how it works.
By the way, I got a question here real quickly from Sal in Cleveland. He's saying, I'm thinking about buying cryptocurrency. What's your suggestion?
I'll tell you what. Why don't he just take his money, go to a casino, and gamble, because at least they'll give you a free drink and maybe free brunch tent. Maybe even get a hotel room if you spend a lot.
Yeah, in Vegas they do.
I mean, why would you ever want to invest in fake money? I don't get it. Last year alone, there were close to $6 billion, and this is just what they reported, in cryptocurrency scams. What is a cryptocurrency? It's a made-up currency. I'm going to come up my own watchdog box or something like that. You got to be kidding me.
All right. I'll buy some of those watchdog bucks. All righty. Well, we got to go. Here comes the music. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog Bucks, there's an idea. Maybe we can have Captain's Bucks. All righty, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour break coming up. And then, onwards and beyond the program. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.